Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Ter.
Good to see you.
And you.
We didn't wheel your chariot here. We decided we have so much to do today, we needed to get right to it.
We were overwhelmed.
Happy anniversary, baby.
See what I did there? 27 years yesterday.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Didn't you blow a guy to this song or something?
No, it wasn't the song.
What wasn't it though? What was
I think it was the
You told me story about it once. Here's one of the things about us. We don't talk about our past sex lives as much.
Well, you shouldn't, because it was before I knew you.
But you volunteered this one, and it was hilarious to me. And where most people, and you gotta give me some credit. Most people, most men would get upset about what
you're talking about. Yeah.
But not me. I thought it was funny. What was it? What was the song about?
It was reminiscing. It was Little River Band reminiscing.
Oh, really? And tell me about it. What happened on that song?
Jed.
Oh, that was Jed. That was the Jed guy. Oh, that's right. You don't want to talk about this. I now know what it was. I now remember. That had to do with fingers.
Yes,
it had to do.
And Jed had loose lips.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did Jed talk about what he got?
I honestly don't even remember it really happening. What I do remember is him going around, telling people it happened. I'm like, okay, now I'm embarrassed.
Well, that sucks.
I know.
Jed, you piece of crap. You got to learn to keep your mouth shut when a chick like Sherry serves it up for you.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's a special day. It's a special day there.
I was much cuter than he was.
Eh, at least you don't have that problem now.
That's true.
All right, on today's show, we got a busy day today. I think someone may have stolen from you.
Uh-oh.
You in particular, yes. Plus, we have a phone call. We got some more questions to get to, which they just keep piling in. The show's almost turning into an advice show. I don't know if you've noticed this or not,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people are asking questions.
I guess that's
what happens when you've been married 27 years.
When you talk about, how you're, we didn't even start off with our tagline. We didn't do our tagline.
Oh, go ahead. By the way, welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious looking coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Just in case you didn't know what you were looking at. Thank you. Well, I mean, we started the show a little different today.
We did.
With Little River Band. And I believe I could probably play that song because I am not friends with the guy. I've never met the guy.
Yeah.
But he requested to be my friend on Twitter.
Twitter. What's his name?
I don't know. It's a singer for the Little River Band. I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay.
But if you go look on Twitter, he and I are connected.
Is he the lead singer?
He's the singer of Little River Band, yes. So I figured he says, hey, listen, you could play that on your podcast as an anniversary gift to you guys.
And we didn't play the whole thing,
That's not even close. Yeah. All right, so that's the way I believe things are going to go. All right, let's catch up on a few things before we get into the meat and potatoes of this show. Want to welcome some new Patreon members, Sherry.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Ryan Orlando is a new Patreon member.
Does he live in Orlando?
He actually lives in Seattle.
Oh.
Or I think in Issaquah, maybe.
Nice.
Not sure where he lives, but
cool.
I know I've met him for coffee here before.
Oh, okay.
Real nice guy.
Nice.
Rebecca, how do you say this name? Last name. It's Rebecca, LATIO. LIAS. Rebecca Latatois.
I'm pretty sure you just butchered it.
I'm sorry, Rebecca. Well, thank you for being a Patreon member, as well as Jeremy Peterson, who just became a Patreon member about less than a half hour ago.
No kidding. Cool.
So thank you, Jeremy.
I'm glad
we got your submission before today's show so we can mention and thank all of you guys. We are now, I think I left myself a message for this. We are now, I'm going to say about 650, what am I saying? About 950 Patreon subscribers away from being successful. We have 42.
Nice. Well,
42 people.
One
at a time, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's all you could do.
As we work on our goal of... or at least my goal, but of streaming these shows live. It'll be fun. In fact, on the very next show that we do, if I don't have a haircut by then, I would like to, hopefully it's going to be a streaming show. I would like you to cut my hair on the air.
Oh, God.
Would you do that for me?
I don't. You'd have to get real cutting shears.
What do you would like?
Scissors.
What's the difference?
Plenty.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't care. I mean, it's bad.
It'll be even worse.
I notice you looking at me and laughing from time to time.
I don't. You are very self-conscious about it. I don't know where you're getting this. I swear to God.
From you, probably.
Why, do I look goofy too?
No, but you give me goofy looks at my hair. You look at me and you laugh and you go, like it's a cute little laugh.
No, I don't. I don't. I swear to God, I don't. I don't.
Okay. Anyway, I don't believe you at all.
You shouldn't.
Okay. All right. We got an email that I want to read here real quick. This one came in from Patty O'Neill is her name. It says, I want to thank you and Sherry so much for the cameo video that you did for my son Andy's 30th birthday.
That's right.
The two of you were great, funny, and at times also sincere.
Oh, really? Did she get the right video? Maybe she got us confused with someone else.
I don't know. It says, I loved it, and he loved it too. You also did a video when he got married last October, and it was awesome as well.
Oh.
I highly recommend the two of you for anyone that wants a funny, uplifted message to a loved one. Love the Gang of Two podcast. Keep up the great work. My two favorite dumbs. Love, Patty.
Nice.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
And it's we get a lot of cameo requests. It's really funny because, you know, I get them every once in a while just for the Lex and Terry thing, call me an asshole or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'll do it. But a lot of them are from you and I, for you and I, the request. And it's really cool. And you're becoming quite the pro at it, as we did the other day. You had a few directoral suggestions for
me. Well, we watched that guy do it from that band. He did one. He did a cameo.
Oh, yeah. It was a great one.
Yeah. And so I was trying really to, good. You know, well, use that as a base.
Well, that's not a bad idea. You know, we will keep our... let's just say we'll get our cameo game up for anybody who wants to do that. But we appreciate it, and thank you, Patty. That means a lot. Okay, so did you bring them your weird instructions?
Yes.
Okay, let's get to that real quick here. Sherry came up to me the other day. She's doing some planting outside.
Yes, I was planting mint seeds.
And out on the patio, we got a very small patio. But I wouldn't say it's a small patio.
I mean, for downtown, it's actually pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's a nice thing to sit out, and you make it look great every summer.
Oh, thank you.
Problem is, we may have to live out there this summer because you can't go anywhere, which we're going to get into in a little bit here.
Yeah.
It's getting pretty fucking old, I'll tell
you
that.
It is. I agree.
I'm ready to kill somebody, as you can tell. I can tell you are, too.
Yeah.
I think it's really getting to us.
Yeah.
And it's getting to me, not just as far as we go, intention between us. It's just getting to me.
Yeah.
Yesterday it rained.
Yeah.
And we were here and I was just bummed out. And yesterday was supposed to be a fun day.
I know.
Our anniversary. It wasn't fun. I hated yesterday.
Oh.
Couldn't stand it. So.
What about the cake?
The cake was very good.
I made a strawberry, fresh strawberry cake.
And I had some today. It was good.
You did? Was it good still?
It was really good. Really good today.
Absolutely. I was a little disappointed. I'm not much of a baker, so.
Well, I think you're pretty damn good at all these things you do, including, like we're talking about, the patio outside.
Yes.
You always make it look really nice every year.
Thank you.
Put a lot of thought into it. You pick out different colors and shades of green. My favorite thing is this little teeny strawberry plant we have out there.
Yeah.
And it's teeny, and it makes little teeny strawberries.
Yeah, they're...
I mean, they look like the size of maybe a little, like a lima bean, or maybe even smaller than
maybe
that.
Maybe like a pea?
I'd say bigger than a pea.
Some of them are about that size.
They're about that size, but they pack a wallop. They're white strawberries. Some of them are white. They taste like...
pineapple.
Pineapple, yeah. And then the strawberry, the red ones taste super strawberry.
They do. They're called alpine strawberries, in case anybody's interested.
If anybody wants to grow some alpine strawberries, they're small. You can put them in a potted plant.
Yeah.
And when it dies over the winter,
they come right back.
It comes right back. Yeah. It's amazing. And it comes back stronger.
And they're very delicate strawberries. So that's why you'll never see them in market to buy, because they just don't transport.
How do people get those if they want to?
You'd have to grow them yourself. That's the only way you're going to.
Oh,
you can't buy them.
You grow those yourself?
Well, I mean, I bought them as seedlings. I didn't grow it from seed. I don't know if you could grow strawberries from seed. They spread by runners.
I don't know anything. You're speaking a different language to me.
So because of being trapped inside, and you know, for a while there, it was hard to get food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's being a little dramatic, but there was some food, like you couldn't get toilet paper.
Yeah, there's, you know, you can't do anything you want, obviously.
So I started thinking, like, well, maybe I should start, you know, trying to grow. So we don't have a lot of space, but I'm like, I'd like to be a little more independent of the food supply, right? Food chain, whatever
sure,
it may be.
Sure, sure.
So I decided I was going to focus on herbs. Those are pretty easy to...
And you use them a lot. You're cooking home more.
Right.
And you use a lot of herbs.
Right.
And it's neat. I like fresh... Yeah. I love eating fresh lettuce off of a farm.
Oh,
I love
eating... nothing like it.
You know, if I had just had fresh stuff, I'd eat vegetables a lot more often. There's a big difference to me between something you just pick out of your yard and something that you've, you know, that they ship from Colombia or something with cocaine in it.
So I'm planting these mint seeds, and I ran across this little... planting introduction note seeds.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird, I don't know where these seeds are from. They weren't from a major manufacturer, like, you know, Burpee or something.
Is that a main manufacturer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who knows whose yard these came from, but I'm pretty sure English is not their first language.
Yes.
Because.
Because why?
Because if you read their instructions... which I can't even see.
Do you want a light over there, bud?
That's ridiculous. Okay, soil. That's pretty normal. Please choose a nutrient-rich soil. That's a proper English sentence.
Good suggestion. Good. Yes, please use a nutrient.
They don't tell you what nutrient is.
But how do you know what that even means?
Right.
Okay.
Pretty broad, but at least it makes sense.
So far, yes.
Watering. Please keep...
The way it's written is hilarious.
Yeah,
she
it's
showed
even
this
hard to
me,
read because...
You want me to try reading it?
No, I meant, because it's not proper.
It's not even, they're trying to translate it into English.
Maybe.
And they really butchered, well, what else can it be? They butchered the living shit out of this thing.
Watering. Please keep the water enough.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
You always have to
keep
the water
enough.
Uh-huh.
Too dry or too wet will cause the seed to die. So that's okay. I mean, that's not right. But
not quite right, but
I think I get the idea.
Been translated to me.
Temperature. Maintain the proper temperature to allow plants to grow in a comfortable environment. What does that mean?
Don't know what that means.
But still, it's a proper sentence, I guess.
Okay.
Fertilization. Proper fertilization keeps plant growth.
It just means it keeps things growing.
It's still not good. Okay, but the worst was here. So... Dear customers, this is the best part. This is the best part here.
All right.
Dear customers, due to strict customs inspections, we have filled out lower prices. What does that mean? Filled out lower prices.
And by the way, Sherry knows how to read. She's an English major. It sounds like right now she's just learning to read.
It does.
But the way this is written, she showed me, and it's on a little teeny piece of paper. They expected, I bet you're the only person that's read this.
Probably. But this is the best part right here. If you have any questions about the product, please feel free to contact me. And please do not rush to leave bad feedback.
Oh, they sound sweet.
I think maybe they meant, please don't hesitate to leave bad. No, but why would you say that?
It means it's okay. Do not worry about, you know,
it
doesn't have to be positive or negative.
It's they basically what they just said. I don't know whether they realized they said it or not. Was we don't want to hear any
of
your complaints. Just give us good feedback only.
You know, wouldn't that be
compliments
nice?
Only?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
That'd be the social media page I would subscribe to. blowyourheadup.com.
Yeah.
You know, ego.com.
Right.
Because that would be a lot more fun than the shit that's out there right now.
That's so funny.
Which we're going to be getting into. Another thing here, we're still catching up. Themer Taylor from themertaylor.com.
Yes.
They sent us some face masks.
They
thank
did.
Thank you, Blue Yake. And
Blue
thank
Yake,
you, everybody.
That one that they sent, it looks like mesh, but it's more like
more of a
reptile,
like
animal print.
Yeah, but
reptile-y.
From a distance, it looks like you've got it like a... what are those things called?
Meshy.
Yeah, like a mesh type of deal, yeah.
It looks great. I love it.
Yeah, it looks
That's
really good.
That's so sweet of you guys to do that.
Thank you very much. And the Gang of Two, if you go to our Facebook page right now, they have Gang of Two masks, which are the ones that I wear when I walk around downtown when I have to.
Yeah.
They've got those, and all of our proceeds, all the Gang of Two proceeds, go to charity. We haven't figured out exactly which one yet. You're just going to have to trust us
when
we get the check. We know it's not going to be a huge amount,
right?
But it's nonetheless, we're gonna. We don't want to profit off of anything like this.
You know, we should go to the WHO, the World Health Organization.
There you go. Sounds good. Bam. There you go. So we have that, and there's still the masks and the mask knots out there. I think it's getting worse.
It's so weird.
It's getting worse. Listen, we don't like wearing masks either. And most of the country, I'm sure that we keep bringing this up because we are, once again, based in Seattle, where they are still really being very diligent on the isolation thing, the keeping your distance, the breathing on each other. In our building alone, you can't go in an elevator with somebody else.
Right. You can, but it's highly discouraged.
Yeah, but no one
I don't let anybody on.
Yeah. So it's really, you know, my point is that we're doing what we can, and all the people that are still out there trying to make you out to look like you're a pussy.
Yeah.
You know, your ego, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Your guy's ego is going to fucking kill you.
And here's the thing is none of us are 100% free. And if you were 100% free, then you wouldn't be following any rules or laws.
That's the way they want it. As long as you've got a gun.
That doesn't exist. If you want to live in a you know, civil society, which I personally do, because that means I'm going to be safe, you're going to have to make some compromises.
Yes.
You're going to have to. That's just the way it is, because you're reliant. We are interdependent on each other.
Yes.
For a lot of things, good services, all this sort of stuff. So if you want to continue a civil society, which I do, I actually like having a civil society, then you're going to have to wear a fucking mask.
Yeah, and that's at least in our neighborhood right now where we are. And most people are doing it, but it's just the ego thing that cracks me up.
Oh, it's just
and we even have some friends who are kind of that way.
Do we?
Yeah, I think a couple. You know, and it's like, it's not going to get me. You know what? I hope it doesn't.
Right.
But we don't have the answers. Quit acting like you fucking do, people. You do not have the fucking answers. We're just doing what's been asked of us and hoping for the best.
Right.
That's all we're doing.
Right.
God damn. And it seems to be getting worse and worse and I'm tired of lecturing everybody on the show because this makes it like 3 or 4 weeks in a row that we've had to yell at.
I know.
And it's just getting worse. So obviously our yelling's not working.
It just makes me mad going into Whole Foods today. And there are still people, I didn't think they would let anybody in without a mask, but I've seen people you went to Whole Foods yesterday. Mm-hmm. You saw people in there without a mask on.
Yeah.
And I had thought that they were going to stop people at the door because they're handing out masks.
Yes.
So that means that someone has gone into the store. They've been offered a mask when they walk in, and they declined. Not only did they not bring their own, but then they declined a free one. At that point, you're just going, that person's just an asshole at that point.
You're more important than your ego more important than something we really don't know what's going on.
Right.
Doctors don't even know what's going on.
So let's just all be a little safe.
Yes, I'm hoping this ends. I want it to end right away. I'm just like everybody. I want businesses open. I want our economy to flourish. Just because I wear a mask doesn't mean that I'm a fucking tree-hugging liberal. Fuck you, people.
Yeah.
And I'll slap the fucking shit out of somebody who says it, too.
And I'll slap them after that.
Yeah. Get over yourself, you fucking ego shitheads.
Yeah.
All right, I feel good.
Okay, good.
Wow, why did that make me feel good? Woo. I think I've been penting up some stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Here's we got a call on our hotline here. I think this is from Sasan, one of our guys.
Nice.
Sherry, hey, this is Sasan calling. First off, happy 27th anniversary. That's so great to hear you guys.
Nice.
Wife and I will celebrate our 7th anniversary later this year. But little known fact, we were together for 20 years before that as we met junior year in high school. It was in Pre-Cal.
Oh, God.
Love to share that story with you guys personally when we can all hook up in Napa. Sherry, want to see how your tzatziki game is going with Persian rice?
Yeah.
I'll be happy to share some good Persian cookbooks that will help you guys through these times. And Terry, I sent you a PS4 friend request, but you haven't responded yet.
Uh-oh.
Was it me? Just jokes.
Love
you guys. You guys are essential. You guys help out so many people.
Aww.
Take care.
Thank you, Sasan. Appreciate it.
That was a dig at me after being all nice about the rice, and then he hits me with the
it's more of a
PlayStation.
It's more of a dig at me for not being a dude and just showing up at home with a PlayStation.
No,
that's all that is. Don't even try it.
You're not a dude. Cares about covering the mortgage. A real dude cares about not.
First of all, if you're going to go down this road, Don't make me go and show everybody what kind of money we make or anything like that.
Listen,
I have money, enough money to buy a PS4.
Right now is not a good time to be spending money on that.
You're absolutely right.
Especially with what, who knows where the economy is going.
It's not a good time.
No.
So damn you.
Yeah.
All right. You're all bummed out. I like it. So we mentioned at the start of the show that I believe somebody stole from you, especially.
Right.
Now, this was on the news, I think. I'm not sure where this was.
But
here it is right here. Take a listen, everybody. You tell us if this is something.
I'm going to turn this one over to astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Neil?
Ezra, the universe will go on forever. But before forever comes, we're going to run out of gas to make stars with. So all the stars you see in the sky, the sun included, will eventually blink out one by one, plunging the universe into eternal darkness. Not only that, the very matter out of which we're comprised will decay into its component parts. Black holes will evaporate, and the temperature of the universe will descend to absolute zero. So, at least for us, the universe will end not in fire, but in ice. And not with a bang, but with a whimper. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, everybody.
Why do I feel like he's done this before? Didn't he do this? I think he has.
I don't know. This might like be an ongoing thing with him.
I think it might. Yeah. And I think before somebody told us that he had stolen that from us.
I don't know if he stole it. I don't think Neil deGrasse Tyson's listening
I
to the
trademarked it.
You probably should have. Anyway, that was pretty funny to see. We both looked at each other when we saw that on TV. What the hell? Let me rewind that. We got to play that back.
Yeah.
So that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What's also interesting to me is, you know, here's Neil deGrasse Tyson, a huge star right now.
Yeah.
Look what I did. But I love watching the way he explains things.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that has to have somebody that's passionate about what they do for me to pick up on the passion and for me to retain the knowledge of it.
Well, he's a scientist, but he puts it in layman's terms.
Yeah,
right?
And that works well for me.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of his, but I keep thinking about people nowadays, and he has a very young following, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He does, yeah.
How do you have a young following? Because there's two types of young people now.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that like Neil deGrasse Tyson and think that his stuff is awesome, and they'll sell out the arena to go watch him speak.
And then there's ones that don't wear masks.
And also that don't know how to tell time.
Oh, my God, yeah. So I just realized this today. There's, I don't know, how many people out there of a certain age that can't look at a clock. They can look at a digital clock and they can tell the time. But if you look at the clock with hands, they don't know how to tell time.
Yeah, it's a real thing out there. It's crazy.
I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah, you came in and you told me this, that somebody you know that knows somebody who can't tell time.
Right.
They don't know how to tell time. And
it makes them sound a lot stupid.
Yes, and I look like I had the person's back by going, you know, there's a lot of people that are younger that don't know how to tell time on a analog clock.
So why is that happening? Were they not taught it in school?
You don't see them anymore.
Do you ever remember being taught that?
Yes, absolutely.
We must have been really, really young.
Everything is in the digital age now. And it makes sense that things like this are going
to
go away.
I mean, it's not a hard thing to figure out how to do that. You know,
no,
it's not
but is
hard.
It a, is it a necessity now? Is this something we need to have
They
in
probably
our lives?
Should at some point, because otherwise you look like a moron.
No, for what? For why don't you just go ahead and get your 8-track tape player out and play that?
No, let's just go with a scenario here. Let's just say they're in a room and for whatever reason their battery's dead in their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stuck in a room with nothing but an analog clock on the wall, and they really need to know what time it is.
Very rarely are you going to run into that scenario.
It's
Why
possible.
Don't you just put sundial out there,
it's,
too?
And it's,
people aren't using sundials
yeah, but it's
anymore
not hard.
For a reason,
but it's,
because they developed a clock.
It's not hard to figure out. It would take probably a half hour to teach somebody how to do that.
Maybe.
It's not hard.
No, but I wouldn't take it personal or upset anymore, because there are things that are just going to fizzle and fade away. And I believe that an analog clock is one of them.
I don't think so. You know why?
I kind of like the look of them. I like the watches. I like the whole thing. It's not going to be, as long as they have them, it'll be a part of my life.
Well, and wristwatches are very popular still. Yeah. People like to collect them.
Yeah, I wear a wristwatch from time to time.
Are they going
to
get a wristwatch, collect it, and then not know how to use it?
Sure. I bet there are people out there that don't know
how to
ridiculous.
Use it. That's ridiculous. That's just, you know what's more ridiculous than that? Not knowing how to read handwriting.
Yeah.
Cursive.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's that same generation. I don't think they know how to read cursive writing.
It's another thing. And
which is stupid.
I also have to admit, when I see somebody's cursive writing, it takes me a while to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's cursive writing looks the same.
Yeah, but it's still...
You know, it's always juggly and put together. I think that there should never have been cursive writing.
Really? It's much faster than printing.
But like I said, I can't read half of the stuff, even when it was all I had to read.
But some people don't know how to read it because they were never taught it.
Oh, well, I
know how to, you know how to write it, and you know how to,
I bet I could barely write it anymore. I stopped writing, even my signature, when somebody, they make fun of me when I sign an autograph or something, because it's a weird looking T and a weird looking J and everything else
scribble.
Is printed out. No, it's all
printed
out.
Oh, yeah, that's
out.
Right.
Yeah, I print my
name. Your anniversary card yesterday.
Yeah.
It was in cursive.
No, it wasn't.
The one I gave you.
Oh, the one, yes. I had to look at it a few times.
You couldn't read it right away?
Not right away. But you have very good penmanship.
It's not bad.
Most people don't. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's one thing not to be able to read something because they have bad penmanship. It's another not to even know the language.
Yeah. So I need to point out the card that we gave each other. I've always taken pride at keeping nice cards on hand. If Sherry goes into a stationery store, I kind of go my own way and I find some things that I might need down the line, a funny birthday card, a congratulation card, a happy anniversary card, I love you wife card, whatever.
Yeah.
And I try to hang on to those and I'll use those, you know, when I need to.
Right.
I guess I ran out of them. And I had two cards to choose from. One of them was the one I ended up giving you. It said, what did it say?
It said to adventures or something.
To further adventures.
Further adventures.
And it had a little picture of a...
It was cute. It was a little
picture
station
of
wagon.
Station wagon.
And, it was on... it was like an old school, like WordPress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I tried to spin that by going, okay, a new adventure. Okay, it's our, 27 years onto new and exciting things.
Yes, absolutely.
The only other card I had to choose from was this one that says, I am enough. And I remember when I bought this card.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was going through some stuff.
Oh.
And I thought he would like this because he was, beating himself up and all that. And I just wanted to let him know, dude, you're... And I never said it to him because then I thought, oh, that's kind of a weird thing to send a guy, So,
I don't know who or when you would ever send that to anybody. I don't know.
I know. So then that was the only other option I had for our anniversary card.
Maybe if somebody's trying to break up with you.
I guess.
Send it to him. Hey, man. Don't break up with me.
Yeah.
I am all you ever need.
That's what I was thinking about doing this. I'm enough. This is all you're going to get. That type of thing. Just reminding you, I am enough to you, but I have to get back to my card game. But that's another thing that sucked about this whole thing. We couldn't go out for a real nice dinner, although we ordered out. I like the anniversary. Out of all the things that we'd have, whether it's Christmas, vacation, Thanksgiving, whatever it is.
The holiday.
Any holiday, any weekend, day off, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is the one that I actually look forward to.
Really? Because a week ago, you didn't even remember that it was our anniversary.
Anyway, we're going to move on. Let's read some emails. All right, here we go.
Look at the time. Oh, I can't. It's an analog watch.
This one comes from somebody. I don't want to say the name just in case they didn't want the name on there.
Oh.
Okay.
It's bad?
I don't know. I don't know if they want the name. If you want your name on an email,
say
your name. If you want your city, say your city. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But if you don't sign your name, I've decided I'm not going to say it.
Your name.
Especially when it comes to personal advice like this one. specifically.
Okay, that's a good call.
My wife and I were separated for over a year, and we just got back together after working things out. She seems to think I'm pushing too much for sex too quickly and too often. I don't think I am, but what should I do? Because I like sex, and I want more, but I don't want to push her away or make her irritated.
Oral.
That's still sex, Sherry.
I'm just saying, she'd probably enjoy that more than, I don't know what he's asking for, but he should think about what
here's one thing I've
her
learned.
Needs are.
Here's yes. one thing I've learned over the years, is that there are times that, you know, one person in the relationship is a little more horny than the other one.
Sure.
But speaking of guys, and guys, especially early on in a relationship, or in this guy's case, getting back into a relationship with her, don't push it, dude.
Yeah.
Don't push it. The last thing you want to do is make your girl feel like that's what she is to you.
Yeah. Or, yeah, that it's a job.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't want her to take all of the.
She takes all the fun and spontaneity out of it. Yeah. What I think the best way to handle it is say, listen, whatever your name is, let's say Godzilla. Listen, Godzilla.
Of all the names.
That's all I could come up with at the time.
It's interesting.
Uh-huh. Say, listen, Godzilla. Here's,
yes, Mothra?
okay, you be Godzilla.
I'll be Mothra. And you're Mothra then. Let's see. I'm Godzilla.
Okay, we're going to do a little role play of how I think he should handle this situation.
And you're Godzilla. Who's Mothra?
Yeah, I don't know. You're Godzilla.
Okay, then you're Mothra.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Hey, Godzilla, listen.
Hey, Mothra, what's up?
You know how I feel about sex.
Yes.
You know that I've been complaining a lot about it and all that. And And I apologize.
Yeah.
I really apologize. I didn't realize how much that must make you feel like you're just a...
another moth.
Exactly.
In a sea.
Attracted to a light.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm realizing I'm not the light that you want to be attracted to right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, and I don't want you to feel like you're not enough or anything like that. So I got you this card. No, I'm sorry.
Good callback. I like it.
Let's cut there.
Okay.
But I would say, listen, I just so you know, I'm extremely attracted to you. I want to have sex with you a lot. I think about it a lot. Maybe I should think about it less, but I'm glad we're back together, and I'm just really excited about it. So the next time that we have sex, I'll take a cue from you. Okay,
yeah.
I'll let it be your idea.
Let her initiate the next one.
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
What are you doing, Mothra? Supposed to play the part of the moth.
What's up, Zilla?
Okay, anyway. So I think that's...
I thought you said cut, and I meant that to be that was over.
That might be the best advice I've ever given to anybody.
As Godzilla.
As anybody, really. All right, got another email. It says... Hello, Sherry and Terry. Yes, I gave Sherry top billing.
Nice.
I've been married for 11 years now, and my wife and I are totally appreciate your honesty and the fact that you've let us in on a lot of your relationship. I'm not sure you'll want to answer this question, but here it goes. What are your partner's biggest emotional triggers? Thank you, guys. Alan from Chicago. P.S. How do I become a Patreon member?
Oh,
well, if you want to become a Patreon, let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, get the business out of the way.
Is that you just go to Patreon, patreon.com, and you put in Gang of Two. And if you want to help us pay for all this crap and keep this thing going, because I'm here to tell you the cost for the streaming are about to go up.
Oh, great.
Because we're going to be doing it. Yeah. And my goal is to do this at least twice a week.
Great.
Because you're having so much fun, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, been married 11 years. I'm not sure you want to answer this question, but here it goes. What are your partner's biggest emotional triggers? What does that even mean?
What sets them off? You know,
I think that for you, it's just the typical comparison of the mother.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could go there anytime I want.
Yeah.
And really try to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you are acting like your mom.
Like now? Right now?
No, you're still in the room. You didn't go for a walk and have everybody wonder where she went.
Oh God.
Okay. Yeah, I guess there are a few triggers that we have, but I don't want to. You know, I'll be honest, dude. I don't want to to play that card. Every once in a while, I'll play dirty, and I get mad at myself when I play dirty.
Yeah.
I really do. There, you know, it's weird because I get mad at the way I handle our relationship. Sherry never does. She never does, ever.
What? You know, I just...
You're not as easily butthurt as I get sometimes.
Yeah. I just try to be an adult. You know, you can get petty. It's easy to go get petty and...
Yeah, I think the reason why we have 27 years is because we don't go to those emotional triggers. We know what they are.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any for you.
I just don't think it's fair fight. Oh, there's plenty for me. There's plenty. I don't even want to remind you because I don't want to tell you what they are if you're not, in case you're not on the same page.
You don't like to be told what to do.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah. But is that an emotional trigger? Well,
kind of. I don't like the being asked for my opinion. And then when I give my opinion, which happens a lot, I'm told that my opinion is 100% wrong.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. See what I did there?
I saw what you did there. All right, let's see here. Hi there, says. This is from Holly. Whoa.
Jeez.
Your chair just would plop down.
Did
you feel something a while ago, like the building shaking?
No.
We have to see if there was an earthquake. I wanted to say something, but everything was shaking over here.
Oh, geez,
Tara. Really strange. Anyway, says, hi there. Love the podcast. Thanks for doing it. I hope you start to stream soon.
Ooh.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I was having a conversation Friday night with my boyfriend of almost 2 years. Are you both committed to the marriage/relationship, or are you committed to one another? I hope that makes sense.
No.
That makes complete sense to me.
What?
Because I'm smart.
And I'm just average intelligence.
This was, for some reason, after me reading this, I had an immediately a real response to this.
Oh, okay. Well, then go.
Yes. Now, the question is, are you committed to the marriage/relationship, or are you committed to one another? I love being married. I love being in a relationship with you. But above all, what drives me the most is my commitment to you.
Oh.
And my commitment to you as being, somebody you could trust, somebody you can count on, somebody who will be there for you no matter what.
Yeah.
And that is, to me, all I can bring to this relationship.
That's everything.
And without that, there is no marriage or relationship.
Sure.
So to me, it is, I definitely.
To me, that's the same thing.
I love being a rock for you as much as I can be.
I would say you've done that.
And you too.
Yeah.
So there's your answer. I think that both of us are committed to one another before we're married. Well, we may as well stay married in the relationship.
Oh, is that what they mean?
To me,
it's the same thing. Those things are the same thing.
Well, I hope it helped, Holly. I hope that we got the gist of what you're getting at there. You know, I do. All right. Next one. We're running out of time here. This is the last one. Terry and Sherry, I got top billing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But they spelled your name right. What's up? I hope you're staying safe in Seattle. I live in Georgia where it seems as though they don't care about us.
Oh, God.
I think these Southern boys here are pissed at the Civil War and that this is the way they think they can still kill people. LOL.
Oh my God.
I love this girl. Her name's Tammy.
How funny.
Says, your relationship is amazing. I'm sure you have your troubles, but you seem to get over them just as quick as they arise. I kind of use you as a standard when I start to date somebody new. I'm 22 years old, so I'm in no rush. However, I met a nice guy and want to know more about him, but I think it's too soon to ask certain questions. That's okay. Says, I want a responsible guy. He doesn't have to be rich, just responsible. How and when is a good time to talk about his debt or lack of?
Oh.
I don't want to get saddled with that.
Yeah.
It's very important to
me. Wow.
It's also a deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm.
However, I realize it's a hard thing to bring up, Tammy.
Well, start with if he can read a clock. And go from there.
What does that have to do with being responsible or not? Is this going to be your litmus test?
It is now.
For anybody? Hey, yep. What is this?
That just blows my mind. Anyway, yeah, I mean, good for her. That's actually a really good thing to be. At 22, I didn't think about someone's debt load?
No. I thought about mine a lot just because I knew it was bad.
Yeah.
Do you remember one of the first things I said to you?
You told me your debt, you had a bad credit. I remember.
Yeah, one of the first things I said, because I got tired of pretending that I was, I was in this job where people think that if you're on the radio, you're getting a shitload of money.
Yeah.
And you don't. People think that you.
Yeah.
We got lucky and got paid well for a little while. And, unbelievable. That was crazy time.
Yeah.
But, people think that you're very wealthy from that. And I always thought that people got the wrong idea from me. It's not like I didn't have a nice car. I wasn't throwing around all kinds. I had a suit coat that I always had to wear, the one that I always had to wear and all that. But I said to Sherry on one of our very first dates, I said, listen, I just want you to know that I was an out-of-work actor and all this other stuff, and I made some very bad decisions. I'm not blaming that. I blame the fact that I was just chasing my dream instead of doing what it took to be responsible.
Yeah.
And I told you, I said, I have very shitty credit, and I just want you to know that before we even get more involved.
Yeah.
I just brought it up to you.
True. I didn't have to ask. Yeah.
And you know what you said?
Do you remember what you said? I have no idea.
Oh, I still remember it to this day. You said, and this was so cool. You calmly looked at me and you thought about it for a little bit and you looked in my eyes the whole time. God, I remember this like it was yesterday. I remember where we were sitting.
In the car?
No, not in the car. We're in our very first apartment.
Oh,
the one where Vinny the cat would come by.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At Oakwood.
Yeah. We were sitting there. And you looked at me, calmly in the eye, and you said, "That's okay. We'll work on this together."
Aww.
And I was like, "Wow, wow, wow, wow!" So at that point, to me, that was freedom to lay everything out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
we
those kids you had out of wedlock, things like that.
All that stuff, though, all that type of stuff was just laid out on the table. And
how did we get an apartment if you had bad credit? Did we just use my credit or something?
Probably.
Man, I don't remember. These are things that are lost.
I don't know.
Ether.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, it's true. A long time ago. You're absolutely right. Anyway, so there. What do you think about that?
I'm very happy that she's concerned about that. She should be able to ask him at some point. I don't know. I mean, it's not something you ask on a first date.
Not on a first date, but you got to pick if it's a deal breaker for you.
Yeah, which it should be.
There's little tendencies that you could look at. Is he going to the ATM a lot and then hopefully getting money out? Is he, does he seem concerned when you go out to eat? Does he start looking at prices and things like that?
Well, that's one thing. I mean, someone's socioeconomic situation is one thing, but, if they are responsible with their spending, I mean, you can only...
Yeah, but I don't want to be married to a cheapskate either.
No, I'm not even talking about that. We have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Who has an ex-husband who was very irresponsible with his money.
Yes.
Wouldn't even pay his wasn't even paying his taxes.
Which
federal
definitely
taxes.
Reflects upon her.
That's really awful.
Yeah,
you don't want to get in trouble with the federal government. Because you're right, they'll come after her too. And then next thing you know, it's her debt too. And that's not fair at all.
Yeah, but if they get married. I think there's too soon. Or what if she came up to him and said, hey, I want to ask something about you. This is kind of a thing, I know it's extremely personal. And if you don't want to answer this, I completely understand.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I want to ask, are you a responsible guy? You pay your bills on time. Do you do this?
Do you have any outstanding liens?
And then you could just say, I ask this because I had a, you can even lie if you had to. I had a boyfriend before who was this way, or because I had a brother who went through something, whatever you want to say. But I wouldn't
bring it up until, there's a point where maybe you're living together. And at that point it would affect, because if you're just dating, it's not going to affect you at all.
No, but if you want to go to the next level,
right.
And she's, like you said, she's 22. That's still young.
Oh, yeah.
That's still young to understand that and get that. Hopefully you don't have to worry about this for another 8 to 10 years before you start worrying about anybody else. Anyway.
You cut that short. You're done with that.
I think we're done with that. It's time now to thank our Patreon jumped in members.
All right, do it.
We're going to go on the even numbers this time. J. Mark Servain. They are licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. They got a website. It's J, the letter J, marksurveying.com. Use them for all of your surveying needs. If you live and you're listening to this in any of those areas, please use our people that are advertising or patronizing this show. This is these are the Patreon jumped in members.
Patronizing.
You cannot become a jumped in member. It's sold out, just so you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let, once everybody starts to cancel on this, and they will, I'm not going to put anybody else in. Then we're going to go to another level and do something
else. All right,
else.
Okay.
So let's see here. There's Jeff and Angie Strumer. Jeff and Angie, they're always around. Thank you, Jeff and Angie. We really appreciate you very much. Panini Pete, who's back to work. Panini Pete is restaurants. In fact, this Wednesday, he's going to be on, I think, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives again.
Fun. Oh, okay.
Or he's on Guy's Grocery Games.
Okay.
Anyway, look for him. Follow me on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter. Follow Panini Pete on Twitter, and he will get you all that information. It's very fun to watch him on there as well. Sasan, who we already heard from today, we appreciate you. PrescientSurgical.com, a startup in San Francisco that is doing their best always. Let's put it that way. They're doing their best to help others and be on the cutting edge of healing and health and all that kind of crap. And his wife is on the cutting edge and helping people out with, hopefully, a vaccine or a cure, or I don't know what that
is. Yeah, no, it's a treatment for symptoms. Remdesivir.
Yeah, anyway, so thank you guys so much. WeBingeTV.com, Jackson and Barbara.
Yes.
We finished up watching Afterlife last night.
Yes, we did.
I savored that.
Oh, God, I cried.
What a brilliant show.
Oh, God, did I cry.
What a brilliant show.
Made me think of my dad's.
Yes.
It sure did. Very similar to my dad's
And when you got
chapel.
Up and speak, spoke
I know.
Just like, you know, I was thinking of you. I'm going,
oh, God.
Shit. Here come the waterworks.
Oh.
Anyway, thank you, Jackson and Barbara. Go to WeBingeTV.com. They got a lot of different offerings over there. They've got really cool things you can subscribe to, and the Binge Bible and all that kind of junk. Good things. Psychic Kami, PsychicKami.com. You want a psychic reading? Go talk to her.
Read my mind, do I?
Not right now. I can tell you don't want one right now. But she was a great guest on our show. She's really cool. And she did a really good job.
Yes, she did. I enjoyed it immensely.
Exactly. And let's see. What else do we got? Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com. ROUGHcutdecor.com. Use the promo code PODCART for 10% off. M. Daigle and Sons Construction in Jacksonville. You got an add-on you're doing to your house? Get that
screened
taken
in,
care of from them.
Screened in.
And Jeff Gray from SouthernCarves/Facebook.com. Get them going right now. Southern Carves, they got it going on. They are awesome. Go like their Facebook page. And The Mer Taylor.
Love you guys.
10% off Gang of Two just by putting Gang of Two in there, minus the silicone products. And if you go by themertaylor.com right now, we have our masks up there if you'd like to get them and become sort of the masks or the mask knots. Don't worry. We don't think you're a pussy if you decide not to wear one or if you decide to wear one. We just think you're a pussy no matter what. All right, let's get out of here. Hey, everybody, be safe this week. Oh, and we're not going to be on next week.
Right, so Memorial Day.
Yeah, we're not going to be on next week. We're doing Memorial Day. We might cheat. We might drive. We'll go for a long drive.
Maybe.
What's wrong with going for a long drive?
Nothing.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Anyway, there you go, guys. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a safe week. Thank you for all your support. Sorry. What happened there, Sherry? What was that?
I don't know.